Hello and welcome to the Habit Coach Podcast, the bite-sized podcast filled with quick and easy, actionable habits. Remember, great habits create that awesome life. I am Ashton Doctor, your Habit Coach. Today's fun fact of the day has to do with the Industrial Revolution. Did you know that before the Industrial Revolution, most jobs were actually work-from-home jobs? Think about it. Agriculture, craftsmanship, etc. are typically work-from-home kind of jobs. You stay on the farm, or you have your own shed where you work from. In the 1760s, the Industrial Revolution brought about a big change. People had to leave their homes, travel for quite a while to reach their factory jobs. Thousands of workers would have to make that journey each day back and forth. It was these kinds of jobs that started the whole transit to work phase. Along with the physical labor needed in factories, they needed management and office staff as well. Hence, the office culture began. Up until that point, the office culture didn't really exist, something that we take completely for granted these days. If you're working, of course it has to be in an office. As a result, now that we are forced to work from home, we cannot cope. We do not have the skills required to work from home, because they are very different sets of skills. As soon as you're forced to work from home, you realize that your routine has become non-existent. Earlier, you had to get ready for work by a certain time, reach office by a certain time, and hence there was structure to your day. If you're feeling frustrated, it is because of this lack of structure. Suddenly, the act of opening up a laptop is now the start of your workday. However, getting to work involved having a bath, reaching office, getting a coffee, saying hi to your colleagues, and all of that. None of this exists anymore. These little things that happen before an event are what I like to call ceremony. Getting to work or going to work had a ceremony to it. Being at home has nothing. So our first step to making working from home a success starts by creating a ceremony around working. You have to figure out a routine you can use for work. So step one is figure out a space that is yours to work from. Somewhere you can focus and not get disturbed. It could be a room you can lock. It could be one side of the dining table. Any place without distractions. Avoid sitting on the sofa or chair that you use to relax in, because sitting in such a place does not help you focus. The mind will be distracted. Keep your leisure space separate from your workspace. The body and the mind likes these kinds of segregations. Step 2, tell your family or roommate that while you are at this spot, you should not be spoken to or disturbed for anything. It is sacrosanct. We have to have their buy-in. I know it will be hard with kids around, but we must try to get them to understand. Step 3, make that space sacred. Put up a few sticky notes with your goals. Put a pen stand to give you that feeling of being in an office. This is so important. Have one special coffee or tea mug that you use. Start creating these kind of mini rituals around this space. Finally, to put all of this in place is the role of ceremony. Do things every day as if you were going to work. Have a bath, change your clothes, kiss your spouse and children, say I'm off to work, and then sit down in your office chair and start.
So start these habits and share with us your progress using the hashtag TheHabitCoach. If you like this podcast, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on the IVM network. You can listen to us on the IVM Podcast app or ivmpodcast.com. You can also follow us on social media. We are at IVM Podcasts on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to reach out to me, I am Ashton Doc on Twitter and Instagram. You can find lots more information on my website, awesome180.com, or check out different content on my YouTube channel called AWESOME180. That's Awesome 180.